You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Schoeman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about a question almost every hypothyroid patient ends up asking. How long after I start thyroid medication will it be before I lose weight? We know that for many patients, hypothyroidism and weight gain go hand in hand. Weight gain is one of the more common symptoms associated with an underactive thyroid. Understandably, many people assume that taking thyroid medication will help them lose weight. Some doctors even prescribe it to help with weight loss, which is a big no-no in the absence of thyroid disease, by the way. In this episode, we'll look at how much weight you can expect to lose once you start taking thyroid medication. But first, how does your thyroid affect your weight? Well, your thyroid is the master gland of the body's metabolism. It helps regulate how fast you use and store energy, and it also controls growth and development. Thyroid hormones regulate everything from your heart rate and body temperature to your skin's moisture and hair growth. Not surprisingly, thyroid hormone can play a significant role in weight. People who produce too much thyroid hormone and are hyperthyroid have a faster metabolism, which generally makes it harder to gain weight or triggers weight loss. On the other hand, people with an underactive thyroid, hypothyroidism, have a slower metabolism, making it harder to utilize and burn energy. Not only that, low thyroid hormone causes fatigue, sluggishness, and joint pain, which can take away your motivation to move and exercise. One of the more surprising side effects of low thyroid hormone is that in some people, it actually reduces appetite. So, while people with hypothyroidism often struggle with weight gain, the thyroid may not be the only culprit behind increasing numbers on the scale. So, what is causing pounds to add up apart from the thyroid? Likely, other causes of weight gain could be playing a factor in what you see on the scale. These factors can include metabolic syndrome, stress, hormone fluctuations, for example, menopause, heart disease, and overeating. According to Dr. Ronald Koenig from the American Thyroid Association, because obesity and hypothyroidism are very common, there are many patients who have both conditions. Patients often assume the hypothyroidism is causing the obesity, even though this may not be the case. So what can you expect when you start thyroid medication? You shouldn't expect dramatic weight loss once you start your thyroid medicine. Again, this is because weight gain is often caused by multiple factors apart from your underactive thyroid. But generally, you'll begin to notice weight loss about 3 to 6 months after reaching an optimum therapeutic dose of thyroid hormone replacement medication. On average, people lose about 5 to 10 pounds on their thyroid medication, or usually less than 10% of their body weight. The weight loss is usually caused by the body getting rid of excess accumulation of water and salt, also known as water weight. Most research does not show that thyroid medication helps you lose adipose tissue, which is also fat. Do doctors prescribe thyroid medication to help with weight loss? In the past, some doctors did prescribe thyroid drugs to help people lose weight, even if they didn't have a thyroid condition. This was very controversial. Of course, it seemed to make sense at the time. If you speed up the metabolism, you can expect to see more weight loss in less time. However, there is a big problem with this approach. Too much thyroid hormone also causes many other symptoms in your body, some of which can even cause you to gain weight. Generally, people with excess thyroid hormone have symptoms that can hinder weight loss, such as anxiety, insomnia, a rapid heart rate, muscle weakness, and heat sensitivity. Indeed, anxiety alone can often lead to overeating or comfort eating, adding to weight gain. So what we see is that excess thyroid hormones or over-medicating on thyroid drugs is unlikely to lead to dramatic weight changes. Suppose your thyroid-stimulating hormone or TSH level and T4 levels are borderline and you have subclinical hypothyroidism. In that case, weight gain may be enough to support your doctor's decision to prescribe some medication. If this is the case, you will want to watch for signs of hyperthyroidism, however, and be diligent in having your thyroid levels monitored. Here are some additional tips for curbing weight gain with hypothyroidism. First, treat your underactive thyroid. While treating hypothyroidism is not the only solution for helping you slim down to an ideal weight, it can help you get back on track. Normalizing your thyroid hormones usually improves your energy levels, reduces fatigue, decreases muscle and joint pain, relieves constipation, and improves low mood. Second, skip the center aisles at the grocery store. Shop around the perimeter of the grocery store. This is an excellent strategy for eating well because this is where you find the fruits, the vegetables, and the meats. Center aisles usually contain the processed foods, which are often high in saturated fats and refined sugars, which can get in the way of your weight loss efforts. You'll also want to find an exercise routine you can stick to. Daily exercise is necessary for everyone, especially in our sedentary, overly busy world. But if you force yourself to run and you can't stand running or it hurts too badly, you won't stick with it. Do something active that you find fun and enjoyable, whether it's gardening, a Pilates class with friends, or water aerobics. Another option is to consider the autoimmune protocol diet, also known as the AIP diet. One of the leading causes of hypothyroidism is autoimmune thyroiditis or Hashimoto's thyroiditis. People with autoimmune thyroid diseases can benefit from trying the autoimmune protocol, which is an elimination diet. The AIP diet helps you identify which foods may be causing inflammatory markers to wreak havoc on your system. The free Paloma app has a complete weekly guide to help you follow the AIP diet and get results. You'll also want to build a comprehensive care team. Working with your thyroid doctor, nutritionist, trainer, and even a therapist can help you attack your weight gain from all angles. Excess weight is often a multifaceted, complex problem, and everyone has a unique profile that deserves individualized weight loss plans. Weight gain is a frustrating symptom of hypothyroidism. Don't we all know? But meeting your weight loss goals with a thyroid condition often requires you to approach your weight from many angles. We recommend that you schedule a consult with one of our board-certified thyroid doctors, thyroid nutritionists, or thyroid coaches to help you get back on track. That's it for today's episode. Here's a quick FYI. All of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The terms, links, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.